Chaitanya Manopistam Svabhitam Jinbhutale Shriyam Rupa Kadamaitam Prathati Shubhavasikam. We've heard a lot of different points about the universal form. I'll try to touch upon a couple of more. Generally, people have the idea that God is everywhere, that God is omnipresent, omnipotent. And of course, the atheists deny this omnipresent, omnipotent God. For him, for them, there's no such thing. But here, Krishna appears in a form that you can't deny. The form of time is omnipotent. No one can overpower or hold back or defend himself against time. And time is everywhere, omnipresent. And time means destruction. Within time, everything will be destroyed. You take a building, bright new building. In time, it will be a decrepit old building, and then it will be finished. This body also will be finished in time. Time first wears it down, and then knocks it off. So the atheist who doesn't believe in any all-powerful God, who doesn't want to surrender to Krishna, will be forced to surrender. You don't want to offer obeisance, as Prabhupada said, you'll be forced to lie down flat. Krishna comes as time. Time means death. Mrityu sarva rastra. Time finally means death. As vividly shown here. So there's, if you think that God is something imagined, you can't think that about death. You can think it, but finally death doesn't care what you think. They don't accept that there's an ultimate cause with no other cause. But here's time. What's the cause of time? Time just is. It's not produced by anything else. Producing something takes time. So they don't, they can't deny the all-powerful Supreme Controller. Just for them, he's time. Or death. And for us, he's Krishna. You can choose. Another feature of this verse is that Krishna says, Ritevitam na avijanti sarve. In the verse, it's translated, except for you, the Pandavas, everyone will be killed. But there's also another meaning, another way to read Ritevi. Without you, you're refusing to fight because you don't want Bhishma, Drona, so many others to be killed. But that doesn't matter. You fight or not fight, they're dead. All of them. It's not that because you don't fight, they're going to live. Their fate is already decided. I've already killed them all. Even without you, you're not the decisive factor here. I'm the decisive factor, and I've decided they're all going to die. With or without your fighting, you can run off or you can fight. Either way, they die. But my advice to you is you fight and become the hero of Kurukshetra. Otherwise, you can go off and be a coward and be forced to fight under some other circumstances. You'll be forced by your nature to fight. But here you're avoiding your prescribed duty and thinking, fighting is terrible. I don't want to fight. How can I kill Bhishma? How can I kill Drona? When Krishna shows Bhishma, Drona, everyone, they're all dead. But you have the opportunity. Nimitta matram, Sankasaji. You can be my instrument for this work. Or you can refuse. That much independence you have. Cooperate or refuse. But my advice is that you cooperate. Become my instrument and become glorious. Otherwise, refuse and be ridiculed even by your sisters. Coward of Kurukshetra. Be dishonored. The choice is there. Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Paritya. Mane Krishna. This surrenders me. Aham Tvam Sarvapade Vyomokshishamakshisha. I'll protect you from all sinful reactions. I'll give you liberation. Your life will be glorious. The problem is that your life will be sublime. Otherwise, we can refuse. I won't surrender. And then we can accept the results of our sinful activities. We can stay in this material world. We can be degraded by the modes of material nature. Sometimes we'll be exalted, sometimes degraded. Because we're helpless under the modes of nature. Even the world itself is helpless. All living beings are withdrawn at the end of the kalpa, and then they come out again and withdrawn again. Material nature's manifestations are expanded and withdrawn again and again. Avashavra, Prabhupada, help us. And we're thinking we're powerful. So we're meant to engage in devotional service to Krishna, surrender to Krishna, otherwise we'll be beaten up by the modes of material nature. Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
Why is consuming of meat condemned? when our teeth are built and shaped sharp. Why is killing people considered sinful when we have the capability to create AK-47s and various kinds of weapons? If God has given us the intelligence to create poison, why is it sinful to poison your wife? As the examples can be multiplied. Krishna gives some facility. If you want to eat meat, okay, you can do it. You're a human being, you can choose. Do it your way or do it my way. My way is no eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. But the facility is there. You can eat meat. You can get drunk, stoned, and all of that. You can go to that place where I was just talking about and play the slots in your old age and you're sorry. And you can have sex willingly. Just that we have the facility to do it doesn't make it pious or even smart. You can eat poisonous plants, you have the facility. Doesn't mean that it's smart. Doesn't mean there will be no reaction for it. So this is Krishna's direction. Patram pushpam palam toyam. Fruits, grains, milk products. Beyond that, Krishna says, yagyasya shasana santo. Muchyante sarvakilusha. Take the remnants of sacrifice, yagyashishta, Krishna prasadam, and be free from all sinful reactions. Be purified. That's one option. And the other option is punjate te tukam papa ye chantyatma karma. Cook for yourself, don't offer it. And eat lumps of karma in the form of sin, in the form of food. Eat all your sinful reactions because you haven't offered it, so you're accepting full responsibility. Whether an animal is killed or a plant is killed, now it's on your head. And whatever else went on, the way they exploited the workers, the way they cheated, did so many things. That's all in the package, so you can eat that and extend and deepen your entanglement in material nature. We have freedom. That's human life. The animals have no such freedom. If you're a cow, you eat grass. If you're a tiger, you eat meat. And therefore you're promoted, because the tiger never goes stealing grass from the cow. And the cow never sneaks off and grabs the tiger's meat. The animals all act exactly according to the bodies they've received. But this is human life. Human life means choice. So we can follow Krishna's directions and be purified, or we can neglect Krishna's directions and get deeper and deeper into the network of karmic reactions.
This is a very interesting question. Why are we not allowed to offer beans to our deity? That's what it says. You know, we offer dals. That's a form of bean. But it's like a higher class of bean. Even though it's dried also, we offer fresh, like green beans, we offer those. But just in general, we try to offer Krishna the best, because he is the best and he deserves the best. So we try to offer Krishna, first of all, nice, fresh things of good quality. Like, we also don't offer to the deity, means install deity in the temple. We don't offer the commercial cheeses like cheddar and all that, even if it is vegetarian. I mean, they use vegetarian rennet. These commercial yellow cheeses, if you know what I mean. We make our own paneer. We offer that. In the case of the commercial cheeses, we don't offer them to the deity generally, even if they're, sort of clean in the sense that there's no animal rennet in them, but we don't use them because they're old. They're usually some days or weeks old. And we like to offer Krishna fresh. Paneer, for example, we make it and use it and offer it. So that's the principle. Just because something is vegetarian doesn't mean we have to offer it or eat it. Like, we don't offer Krishna grass. Yeah, you could do that. It's vegetarian. It's free. You could save the temple a lot of money. But it's not of a good quality. It's for the animals. That's what it's really for. So we like to use, fresh things of really good quality. And that's why also for the deities, we don't use frozen vegetables, because they're old, even though they're kind of in a state of suspended animation, you could say. But at the same time, it's not exactly that. You defrost them and you see they kind of, they flop. They're just not the same as fresh veggies. So we like to offer Krishna the best, and beans generally, at least the dried beans, they are of a lower class. Even some beans we don't use at all, what to speak of not offered to the deity. We don't use at all. Like, what sort of dal is that we don't use? I forget the name. The word we use, tur dal. Something like that, we don't use at all. We generally don't offer soya. I was told Prabhupada said, I think tura dal, in terms of protein, is more meat than meat. Something like that is just too high power. So we like to offer the best to Krishna because he deserves the best. So green beans are fine. Dal is okay also. And dal is good because it's just of a higher, it's a bean, but it's of a higher quality. But even all the dals we don't use those lentils, the orange lentil. It's quite popular amongst health people, but we don't use that because it's very passionate and it's not really sattvic in nature. And the beans, if you eat beans a lot, every day, sugar beans one day, Dabla the next day. And if you just live on beans, it'll be too much for your system. In different ways, I won't mention some names.
They're good for your heart.
Okay, they're good for your heart.
Lord Krishna uses the phrase in many places, in my opinion, the Lord is the absolute truth, so everything he says must be the ultimate truth. Then why does he say, in my opinion? Yes, everyone has his opinion, Krishna has his opinion, but you have the right understanding. Krishna is the absolute truth, therefore his opinion is the best opinion. Krishna is humble. He says, in my opinion. But his opinion carries, just like sometimes there are these big court cases and in the newspapers, and people talk about it and they say, well, I think, and the other one says, well, I think, and if it were up to me, But when the judge says, in my opinion, that's different from everybody else's opinion. That opinion is weighty. So Krishna says, in my opinion. And Arjuna, you can have your opinion. You taste your seat to Thakuru. You can do as you like. In my opinion, you should fight. But if you have another opinion, that's your business. Krishna consciousness means one opinion. Krishna has his opinion and we all agree. And Maya means Krishna has his opinion and we have our opinion. That's called Maya. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would also say, in my opinion. And those who were intelligent would just accept, yes. Then.
Please explain the meaning of ecclesiasy in detail. People have written books about it. The basic point is that there are two points. One is that on ecclesiasy, all sin resides in grain. So any sin you can imagine, even the worst, it's there in grain on ecclesiasy by the special arrangement of the Lord. And so if you eat grain on ecclesiasy, you effectively, it's as if you performed all those sinful activities. Therefore, we avoid particularly rice and wheat-related type products. And we also avoid dals. We avoid peas, corn. But then on the other hand, ecclesiasy is also called the day of Sri Hari. If we increase our chanting and our Krishna conscious activities, we can get more mercy from the Lord. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada said we must not eat grains, and at least he advised quite strongly we should increase our chanting. Many devotees, or even Prabhupada, at least recommended or mentioned 25 rounds. I remember when I joined, it was sort of like the thing. On a currency, you basically chant 25 rounds. So these two aspects are there, a negative aspect and a positive aspect. Thank you.
When we go back to Godhead, will we have a choice of who we want to be? When you go back to Godhead, you want to be what you really are. We're in the material world because we don't want to be what we really are. Jivar Sharupai Krishna Krishnamitidas, everyone is the eternal servant of Krishna. But the material world means I want to be something else in so many different varieties. I want to be a hotshot businessman, I want to be a movie star, I want to be an airplane pilot, I want to be this, I want to be that. But when we give up, Sarvabhadi Vinirmuktam, when we're freed from all of this rubbish, and we want to be Krishna's servants, then we go back to Godhead. And then when you go back to Godhead, you be what you already are. Everyone is eternally Krishna's servant, and that consciousness is revived. And everyone wants to serve Krishna in a particular way. That freedom is there. Everyone can serve in a particular mood. That is realized in the perfect state. First one has to become perfect, then one will realize who one is, what one should do. But the summary is that everyone is Krishna's servant. If you don't like that choice, you can still choose. You can come back here, give it another go. That's not the choice that's made by the liberated souls. Their choice is always to please Krishna. Who we want to be, we are your servants of Krishna.
In the Ramayana, who did Lord Ram show the universal form to? I'm not a big Ramayana expert, I'm afraid. Who did he show it to? Anyone know? Okay.
Ravana.
So I guess here we have the last question. Which is the correct mantra in respect of Tulsi Devi? Some devotees say Vishnu Bhakti, whilst others say Krishna Bhakti. What is the correct mantra, and what did Srila Prabhupada teach? You know what we're referring to? Vrindaye Tulsi Devi, Priyaye Ketavasvicha, Vishnu Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti. What is it? Well, I don't actually know what verse. I don't actually know the source of the verse. Do you know the actual source? I don't know if it's sort of Puranic or Vedic. The song we sing when we, the song we sing during Tulsi Puja, Tulasi Krishna Prayer, see, like that. That is like a more recent Bengali Vaishnava song. This other verse here, I'm not sure. But Prabhupada, to my knowledge, used Vishnu Bhakti. And if it is, the thing is, if it's like a Puranic verse or some actual Vedic shloka, then whatever the form is, you know, if Prabhupada used Vishnu Bhakti, I would say that would be, must be authentic. So it would be better to use that. We should actually check it out and see what is the Asalas.
This is an old BBT question.
Okay.
It's a Shastric verse.
Okay.
The verse reads, Vishnu Bhakti Pradidevi Satyabhaktaya Mahima.
Right.
But some devotees were chanting in Krishna Bhakti, and someone brought it up to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, that's what happens.
Oh, okay.
As in, no big deal.
Right. So, go through it. Chindyayi, as you like. Okay, now we're going to hand over to His Grace Prabhanu Prabhu, our temple president, because he has some important matters to bring up to you all. So just stay where you are, don't move, and just listen carefully and do whatever he says.
Hi, Krishna. So thank you very much, His Holiness J.K. Swami Maharaj and His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj. I think we've been very blessed, like His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj said, we must have done some very auspicious, austere things to have the association of His Holiness J.K. Swami. He comes very seldom to Durban. And
if there are any sinful activities he performed in previous lives, then having to suffer my association
I'm not going to have a debate with Maharaj because Maharaj is an editor and he'll personally just flatten me, so I'm not able to do it. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for your kind association. I just have a few things I would say. This coming Saturday, the 24th, we're having what is called our monthly Sankirtan festival, where we'll distribute books and we'll distribute prasadam as well as the Viharinam going on simultaneously. The bus will leave the temple here at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning to go to Vairam. We will distribute books and do Harinam in the village of Vairam together with Rishabh and Rishabh. Please come. We'd like this to, this is a once a month activity, so you really shouldn't find any excuse not to come actually. So please come and then we can actually make this very, very exciting because the more devotees that come together, the more enjoyable it is for us actually to register the nice and enjoyable and personal activities in Krishna consciousness. My next point may not be so nice and may not be so appealing, so please forgive me and I humbly beg your forgiveness if I disturb anybody. But we're doing some renovations upstairs at the moment, so as many of you are aware or may not be aware. And we have one very nice devotee, his name is Shailendra Maharaj from the HR Maharaj book. They actually said that they would match every rand that we collect like that. So whatever we collect as a society, this family don't match actually in terms of the renovation upstairs actually. So I'm humbly begging and I don't mean any disrespect to anyone. If you could all help in some way or the other, and I'm asking, my request is very simple, that if each devotee would pledge 1,000 rands towards the renovation upstairs, then that would help to go a long way actually. I don't mean to bust the bank, I'm not trying to force you into debt or into bankruptcy or anything like that. But if you can help, this would be really a very nice time to do so actually. For those of you who haven't been upstairs and haven't seen what's going on currently, you can please go upstairs after the program, after prasadam, and you can actually see the extent of the renovations taking place. It's going to be a little while before we go up there, and the reason that we're trying to beg now is that we want to make sure that we can speed up the process of taking the lodgeships back upstairs. So if you can help with this, it'll be very, very nice. So I want you to inspire each other and watch me. So I'm not going to say prasadam and say what until you say something and watch me. There's some devotees, if you'd like, maybe you could raise your hands and you could say, you know, you could pledge an amount that you would like to contribute. You don't have to give to Lakshmi now, but you could pledge and in that way we can try and see what the target is actually. ICT Matumatis is outside, right there, the cake table. They're actually selling currency cakes to raise money for the renovations. So you can please support them also to be very nice actually. I can't hear. Two. Wow. So Janaki Mahi said 2,000 and then Krishna Mahi said 1,000 and they're sitting right away at the top of the next week. So please give them a huge round of applause. Pembro? Okay, you don't know this because what it is? Yeah, say it. Actually, the idea of actually why I'm asking you is to say that so that I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I'm hoping that somebody may be inspired to actually do something tangible. 1,488 rand. Thank you very much, Guru. many thumbs up. Anything is important? That's what you want to do? Oh, Tari, thanks for coming. Shall I say that? $10,000 from Shambhala Tamar. $10,000. Thank you. What is it? $2,000. Thank you very much. Probably something's wrong because the Maharaj says, I mean, I know they have the purses to the bank account, but still, they can't do it. Jay Prabhu, $1,000. Thank you. Jethro Prabhu is writing the names also, please make sure that he can see you. Let's go put your hands down. Niraj Prabhu? $1,500. Niraj Prabhu. Thank you. Noi? Jai. Thank you very much. Sunny Prabhu, $2,000. Thank you very much.
My mother just died. I know. I'm not trying to change this much, Katie. But I'll also match everybody for anybody. Everybody gives. Let's get it done. So come on, get into it.
Well, this means that the other donor matches with what you and they give.
Well, I'll match what they give.
Whatever you
give.
No, I understand. If everybody gives 10,000 and you match it, that's 10,000, then the donor matches it with 20,000.
No, he'll give 10.
Oh.
10, 10, 10.
Yours doesn't count.
No. Oh. Well, we'll see.
Give it anonymously.
Right. 1,500 for my CD. Prashant in coat, so you can do pick you up. And 1,000. Thank you very much, my dear.
Put your hand in the back of the box.
Krishna Devaku, 1,000. Thank you very much, my dear. We have 5 minutes. Radim? 500 minutes. We appreciate you being here. So Radhi, how old are you? So Radhi is 8 years old and she's spending 500 minutes. So there's something wrong with the society. Is the Mataji sitting somewhere? Mataji? Avi Mataji says to me 10,000. Jackie Sprouse says 1,000. Thank you very much. 1,500. Baba Kutu? 2,000. 3,000. Thank you very much. So, Baba Kutu, thank you very much. Mataji? 1,000. Mataji, thank you very much. $500. Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am. 2,000. Thank you. 2,500. Thank you very much. Hi, Krishna. 2,000. Thank you very much. Thanks. So we have Dr. Ramson and Ramson, actually, so the very next person. 20,000, thank you very much. Dr. Ramson? Okay, I don't want to hold everybody to ransom, so we can stop. If you feel inspired or happen, please try and make the gentleman stop.